It's a kind of stepping stone. You pick up from your parent, and each generation improves as you go along. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's the way I look at it. I don't know whether it's right or... Nobody really has it all together. But we learn, and one thing I found that there's no reason to envy or have hate, to harbor hate, you know, one for another, simply because people do things for different reasons. Say like the businessman, he tries to hire labor at the cheapest rate he can get them. Which he should, because he's a businessman, you know. So now the employee shouldn't get mad at the employee for working at a cheap rate, because this man has to make a profit. So I mean, once you look into things, you have less reason to have hate, you know. I don't want to touch on a racial issue, I mean, which is can be explosive, but I think the same thing applies there too, is that survival of the fittest is the name of the game, and people who are, you know, the man that's up wants to stay up. In order to stay up, he got to plan to stay up, right? You know, he deserves to be up because he struggled to be up. And the man that's down, like I say, he got to struggle up too. Because, I mean, I think it's human nature that no man really just reaches down, you know, and pull a man up unless, I don't know, this thing is really complex, but I'm saying that in our country, a man living across the street from me might be a millionaire. And I'm over here without not know where the next meal comes from, you know. But this man has somehow manipulated to become a millionaire. And I don't, unless through some Christian principle that he would share with me, then according to our, you know, our society, he owes me nothing. Because really, he's maneuvered and manipulated what he has. You know what I'm talking about. So he doesn't owe me anything. Maybe I'm sitting down here just lazy, not earning anything, you know. So I don't think he really should reach over here and give me anything, you know. Because I think this too, and I look at it this way, that you find people... This gives a challenge too to those people, to the people who are less fortunate or less educated people. See, the person with an education or a person with money seems to give that man without a drive to obtain this, you see. Someone has to set the pace or the goal, you know. Say, okay, we consider America as being a nation, you know what I'm saying, a rich nation. Oh, you can hear it every day on television. We know that. So, okay, if we weren't a rich nation, so I think we influence other small countries like India or China or places, you see, because they look at us and they drive. You see what I'm talking about? So I think the same thing applies to people. The Joneses got a new car, then I'll strive for one. So I don't think we should envy the Joneses. Get like them. I mean, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking that has its place.